And Lynn, our buddy Lynn, wrote this, and I've had the Impossible Burger twice now, and it's widely available down here in Portland town. The two places that I've had them dressed as burgers in their own manner, but the overall patties weren't that different from each other. A place called Headwaters in downtown had a thicker patty, cooked it medium well. And the place called Thirsty Lion on the west side cooked their patty. It was a thinner patty.
Do not mess with a Thirsty Lion, by the way.
Mm-mm.
I learned that the hard way.
Thirsty Lions, they just go online and they're just like, look at my project. Isn't it great?
Meow.
Meow. that was my Thirsty Lion impression. I'm standing
by it.
That was
actually pretty good.
Told you jokes are easy.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so this...
Jokes are really difficult, I must say.
So this other place called the Thirsty Lion, they have a thinner patty, and they cook theirs well done. So I don't know if Lynn ordered them that way. That's one thing that's interesting here. Medium well and well done. Both of those are way more done than I would usually order a burger. So
not me.
I'm not sure. But Lynn says for the quote-unquote blood to be in really full effect, you'd have to cook them closer to medium rare. The patty alone has a texture that is closer to that of a really, really good veggie burger. The char on the outside at the Thirsty Lion was pretty darn close to that of a good char on a pub burger. The taste of the patty itself has a little bit of grain and vegetable flavor with a hint of beef. By itself, you definitely know that it's not a burger made with beef. But when you combine it with the dressings, the flavor gets buried under everything else. Some of the grain and vegetable notes I mentioned still come through, but it's not offensive or distracting. I wanted to compare this. I don't have her exact quote in front of me, but I think this is interesting to hear Lynn's perspective on this because he's somebody who's still eating meat, although he mentioned that he's kind of eating less and less these days. But as somebody who is more familiar with burgers, he can still kind of notice the vegetable aspects of this.
Right.
Whereas I know
I
heard
in the email he used vegetal.
Oh, vegetal. That's why I was.
Which, but that's me. I didn't even know that was a like a word, and I know it is now.
Yeah,
but that's. Something being a kind of vegetable based or having a vegetable quality to it, vegetal.
But I heard from somebody on Facebook who I believe is a vegetarian who was just like, "Oh my gosh! I mean, just amazing! It's exactly like eating beef." So I do think that those folks who. And I think that person was a vegetarian. My apologies to that person if I'm wrong. But my guess would be if you're somebody who's still consistently eating beef burgers, you're going to notice a lot more than somebody
side by who side.
Is, yeah, somebody who's been eating like some sort of garden burger most of their life. So
I'm still going to, in the words of Camaro Kev, give it a day in court.
Me too.
And I'm going to be in Portland tomorrow.
Oh.
And for some of Saturday. So, and they've got these Impossible Burgers are everywhere now, or at least widely available. But I may take the opportunity to go check that out Friday or Saturday down there. Because also it sounds like, and you might have read this part of Lynn's email, that it's also not cheap. Mm. So it's like if you were going to, you know, it's not like just picking up some hamburger patties or some hamburger meat at the store. If you were going to like make these at home or whatever, you're shelling out like $10 or something, I think. So there's that consideration as well. But no, I want to check them out. I look very forward to the day when we have meat substitutes that are that you sort of wouldn't know the difference. But I bet you this is a lot closer than like the last veggie burger I had was probably like my mom made soy burgers one time when I was a kid, and they were horrible. Mm.